Why is exceptional service so rare in a world dominated by service industries? The answer lies in a counterintuitive truth. You can't be good at everything. Commerce Bank, now TD Bank, built remarkable success by making deliberate choices about where to excel and where to underperform. They hired friendly, enthusiastic people who lacked technical banking skills but delivered exceptional experiences. Their branches stayed open late and on weekends, offered free coin counting, and welcomed dogs with treats. To fund this model, they simplified their product offerings and paid lower deposit rates, sacrificing cross-selling metrics and interest competitiveness to win on customer satisfaction. This pattern appears consistently across successful service organizations. Southwest Airlines excels at low prices and friendly service while deliberately underperforming on network reach and amenities. Walmart sacrifices sales help and ambiance to deliver on low prices and wide selection. Most companies face a choice: try to be good at everything and achieve mediocrity, or make strategic trade-offs to excel where it matters most. The key is identifying what matters most to your target customers and being willing to disappoint them in less important areas. What distinguishes great service companies isn't trying harder, it's making smarter trade-offs that align with customer priorities. Even the best service model needs sustainable funding. Without it, you risk offering gratuitous service that customers enjoy but won't pay for, as Celebrity Cruises learned with their 150 Tastes of Luxury initiative. Successful service models use four key funding approaches: palatable price premiums, cost-reducing service improvements, service-enhancing cost reductions, or strategic self-service options. Commerce Bank exemplified smart pricing by offering deposit rates slightly below competitors. Customers effectively paid for better service without feeling nickel and dimed. Starbucks similarly builds service costs into premium coffee prices. Some service improvements actually reduce costs. Progressive Insurance's immediate response vans require upfront investment but cut fraud and legal expenses by verifying accidents firsthand and humanizing customer interactions. Self-service can also fund excellence when executed properly. The key? Make it so good that customers actively prefer it over full service options. When service consistently disappoints despite good intentions, the problem lies in the system, not the employees. Companies often deliver inconsistent service, with occasional excellence misleadingly suggesting that more effort will fix everything. But try-harder solutions ignore a crucial reality. Most employees aren't superheroes, and increasing complexity makes their jobs nearly impossible. Consider a quick service restaurant where menu items quadrupled and their signature drink had 55 different ring-up options. Or the telecom company where system complexity stretched training to 13 months despite 9-month average tenures, resulting in 30% customer satisfaction. We're designing jobs for superhumans while employing humans. Bugs Burger Bug Killers, BBBK, succeeded through an integrated employee system. Their selection process involved multiple rounds with candidates and families, accepting only 2-3% of applicants. They invested $30,000 and 5 months in training, focusing on technical skills and culture, far exceeding the industry's few-week standard. Some companies achieve excellence through intuitive design instead of extensive training. LSQ Funding Group, for instance, automated complex processes with user-friendly systems that enabled new employees to succeed immediately. When customers participate in service delivery, they become customer operators who impact quality and efficiency. Unlike employees, these untrained participants bring variability through differences in arrival times, requests, capabilities, and preferences. Schuttis Hospital transformed hernia surgery by making patients active participants in their care. Patients arrive as a group, receive orientation together, and learn from post-operative patients during evening mixers. After surgery, they walk immediately to recovery and stay active, achieving a 1% recurrence rate versus 6% industry average across 300,000-plus procedures. Customers need training for their roles, Starbucks uses ordering booklets and barista repetition to teach customers Starbucks speak organically. When baristas repeat orders using company terminology, grande instead of medium, they subtly reinforce proper ordering protocol. Magazine Luiza serves poor, unbanked, often illiterate customers through virtual stores and employee mentorship. Their minimalist stores feature computers and desks where salespeople guide customers through online shopping and credit purchases, successfully expanding into underserved markets while maintaining low costs and high satisfaction. Great service design creates an intuitive experience that respects people but requires the right culture to succeed. Both elements must align with organizational goals. Southwest Airlines demonstrates this alignment through its focus on rapid gate turnarounds. Their egalitarian culture supports this with team late penalties that encourage universal participation when planes run behind. IDO's culture visibly supports creativity, their core strength, through unconventional practices, flexible workspaces, no dress code, and a tech box of design artifacts. Their brainstorming emphasizes wild ideas, suspended judgment, and building on others' contributions. Zappos achieves exceptional service through a clear cultural vision, offering late-night ordering, free returns, and even helping customers find products from competitors. CEO Tony Hsieh champions 10 core values, including deliver wow through service, resulting in 75% customer retention. Leaders must model cultural priorities through action, as demonstrated by JetBlue founder David Neeleman working monthly as a crew member to show everyone serves the customer. Growth is inevitable for successful service organizations, but scaling without sacrificing excellence presents a key challenge. Companies typically start by customizing services for early customers, but must eventually standardize to achieve sustainable growth. The authors reject the notion that excellence and growth are mutually exclusive, using Four Seasons and Orient Express hotels as contrasting examples. Four Seasons achieves excellence through standardization that enables scaling, while Orient Express's high customization model limits growth potential. Rackspace exemplifies successful scaling through service innovation, growing from $12 million to $800 million in 10 years by transforming from basic server rental to providing premium technical support, filling a gap in an industry known for impersonal service. When diverse customer needs make a single service model unwieldy, companies often evolve into multi-focused firms with distinct service models under one umbrella. Best Buy's creation of Magnolia demonstrates this approach, serving high-end customers while maintaining its core business, with shared back-end processes enabling operational efficiency. The path to uncommon service demands brutal honesty and clear self-assessment. Organizations often deceive themselves by trying to excel at everything while blaming employees for failures or hoping customers won't notice compromised commitments. Service excellence equals design times culture. This multiplicative relationship means both elements are essential. Excellence becomes impossible if either approaches zero, though strength in one area can offset weakness in the other. Creating exceptional service requires embracing four truths. You can't be good at everything. Excellence requires funding, system failures aren't employee failures, and customers need clear guidance to participate effectively. The key question becomes, what will you choose to be bad at to achieve greatness? The path to uncommon service isn't about heroic effort. It's about making deliberate choices that align with what matters most, transforming customers into advocates and employees into ambassadors.